we're thrilled for the third
time
we're having right now on the PNP Network, the lovely, the incredible, the classy, the mother for our country. Here she is, June Lockhart. Hi, June.
Hello. How are you, Mark?
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you. You know, I found out a piece of trivia today that I didn't even know about until someone told me. You know, when we advertise, we've been marketing the fact that you'd be on the show. And someone wrote in and said, you know that June Lockhart was not the first Ruth Martin on Lassie.
That's right.
I did not know that. I don't know why I didn't know that. I never remembered Cloris Leachman having that part.
No, the first woman was Jan Clayton.
Well, Jan Clayton played Ellen Miller, though. She had a different character.
Oh, the first Ruth Martin. Oh, I see
right.
what you're doing. Yeah.
So there wasn't another Ruth Martin.
Yeah, Cloris played it for a fast 20 weeks or something like that. And they weren't... And during that time, it had been sold to the Rathers, to Benita Granville and Jack Rather. And Cloris wasn't very happy in the role, and they weren't very happy with her. So then they decided to make a change.
Wow. Now, how did you land that part?
I had turned it down twice already when Jan Clayton wanted to leave it.
Huh.
And I was living in New York at the time. And then I came out of a restaurant in Beverly Hills, pulled up to a stop sign, and Benita Rather and Bob Golden, who was the executive producer, pulled up beside me in their car, and we greeted each other because I had known both of them since I was about 12 years old. And they said, oh, we wish you'd do the mother in Lassie for us. And I said, well, I'll do it a year. And they said, it's not long enough. I said, sorry, and pulled away from the curb because we greeted each other, you know, with great glee because we were such old friends.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, on my drive home, I thought, well, you know, my domestic situation had changed. I had two children to support, and I was now living out here in California again. I thought to myself, well, pilot, it's on the air, it's got a sponsor, and it's got good ratings. So when I got home, I had my agent call and see what they'd offer and what they were doing.
Yeah.
And so I had to test for it and then wait quite a while for the Campbell Soup Company to decide that I was good enough for the part politically. And then I started it.
Well, you were really the natural for that part, though.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I mean, absolutely. It didn't really start for that show in terms of being a huge hit until you joined the cast.
It's interesting, isn't it? But, you see, I had such a background anyway, because I'd been in films, I'd been on Broadway, I had quite a following in live TV, and then episodic television I'd been doing. So I was really quite well-known prior to going into it.
Mm-hmm. But here you are. Now, most people in their lifetimes, if they have one real big hit series, they're thrilled, you know?
Yeah,
I was talking to someone. I was talking to someone last week, Bill Daly, who had two big ones with the Newhart Show and also I Dream of Jeannie. And you had a number of them, and, of course, one right after the other. The one right after Lassie, of course, was Lost in Space.
Yes, and then after Lost in Space, I went immediately into Petticoat Junction. And then following that, now I've been on General Hospital since 1984.
Hmm. Yeah, you have a recurring character on that show.
Yes, I play the grandmother of Felicia. It's a nice part. I like it. And they bring me in for two or three months at a time as the storyline involves me.
Hmm.
I'm involved in their storyline.
It's interesting to know, too, when the person pointed out about Cloris Leachman playing the same part you did for the year before you, the husband, Paul Martin, was played by John Shepard, and then it was replaced when you took over by Hugh Riley.
Yes.
What ever happened to Hugh?
Well, he's dead now,
but
he didn't work much afterwards. He just wanted to play golf.
Yeah, really? He was a big golfer, huh?
Yeah.
Now, did you ever talk at all to John Provo?
Oh, sure. We're always in touch.
Yeah.
And he lives up in Santa Rosa, works for a mortgage company, sells real estate, and just got married again. And I was at his wedding, so he had his real mother and his television mother there.
Hey, there was pictures all over the place from that, too. that was actually promoted all over the place, that wedding. Because your photo was, I know, was in the Boston
Yes.
Globe from that. Yeah.
Yes.
And Tim's going to, yeah, Timmy, yeah, right. John is coming on the show in next week, I believe.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I just noticed
one
other.
Well, give him my love. Tell him I look forward to seeing him soon.
I will definitely do that. I noticed that the trainer of Lassie was played by someone, was someone named Rude Weatherwax.
Rough Weatherwax.
Was he related to the kid that was named Weatherwax from Adam's Family?
No.
No?
I don't think so. It's a strange name. It's a,
it is, yeah.
Welsh name.
Yeah.
But Rudd Weatherwax was the original trainer and owner of Lassie back in the 40s at MGM. And I worked with him then when we did Son of Lassie with Peter Lawford.
What was it like working with an animal? Was it tough?
Well, yes, it's different than working with a human being because the trainers are on either side of you as you play the scene, and they're just outside the frame of the camera. And in between your dialogue, they go snassy and so that the dog's head will turn towards the next person who is speaking, and they're looking past the actor at the trainer and the piece of beef the trainer's holding. They only, you know, they're only fed once a day at the end of the day, but most of us only feed our dogs once a day. And so, but they work all day for bits of treats.
I mean, was there ever an incident where the dog would try to bite somebody or didn't like one of the cast members?
No. Oh, no.
Sometimes you never know. A dog doesn't like somebody.
No, but collies are very hard to train. They are not naturally quick, shall we say. Little dogs like Benji in the dog in Petticoat Junction.
Right.
He later became Benji. His name was Higgins. He was the brightest, best, most brilliant dog I've ever worked with. And then after the Petticoat Junction went off the air, he became Benji. And he was 14 years old, and he started his movie career.
Now you've worked with dogs. You've also worked with robots.
Yes.
And, of course, Lost in Space still is one of my favorite shows. I love watching that show.
Well, it is kind of fun. I've just done a 3-day convention at the Madison Square Garden, a science fiction convention, and there are lots of people there who really love watch and collect Lost in Space. And I have a most marvelous book called Lost in Space Forever. And if your listeners will get a paper and pencil, I'll give them an address of where they can write and inquire about it.
Sure. Who wrote it?
Joel Eisner wrote it, and I did the foreword and was very involved in the editing of it. It has every episode in it, anecdotes, stories, salaries, it's interviews with writers, costumers, makeup people, all the actors. I mean, it's an extraordinary, extraordinary book. I'm very proud of it.
So how can folks get
and
this?
Then, here's the address, and I will be happy to send them a letter talking about the pictures that I have for sale, but specifically the book.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Lost in Space Forever.
Mm-hmm.
The address is to me, June Lockhart, P.O. Box 3207, Santa Monica, 90402.
And what does it cost?
California.
What will it cost them to get it?
Well, I will write them a letter and describe it all. I'm not going to do it on the radio now.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
No problem. Is there like a website they can pick it up at?
No.
Okay.
I own all the books. When it was published, it wasn't properly promoted. And so they all went back to the publisher, and I called the publisher and said, where's the book? He said, they're all in my warehouse. So I said, well, I'll buy them. And I did.
Well, you don't have your own website at all, though, huh? You don't have a JuneLockhart.com yet?
There's one, but there's nothing up on it yet.
Ah, because that's a good place for you to sell that book, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, I think that it's amazing to me, the collectible market. I mean, everybody I have on this show...
It's astonishing, isn't it?
They're selling their autographs on the Internet from anywhere from $20 to $40 a picture and getting a ton of money from it.
But that's what we do at the conventions.
Yeah, and it's great. I think it's a wonderful thing.
It's a whole
thing.
New business.
It is a whole new business, yeah. Did you ever dream that, you know, when you're doing this, for instance, Lost in Space 25
oh, God,
years
no.
ago, I mean, not only is it still playing on TV, but, I mean, people love it.
It became a real cult thing. And, no, we had no idea that there was that following for it until we had our 25th anniversary show in Boston. somebody brought us all together for the 25th anniversary, and 30,000 people came through the gate to see us.
Yep. I was one of those people. I was there as well.
How wonderful.
Well, one of your cast members, Mark Goddard, lives in our area.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
I was with him over the weekend in New York.
Yeah. Now, Bill, of course, Billy Mumy has done some musical stuff. In fact,
yes.
Had him on. He's had a group called The Generators, I believe it was.
That's right.
Yeah. What are some of the other cast members up to?
Marta has a lovely commercial running now, which is just beautiful, called, and it's for arthritis and Advil. Angela has taken her boutique to the web, and it's called Rubber Boots, and they're selling stuff on that. Jonathan, I think, is traveling. He does, voiceovers and things like that.
His character was so rotten, and I'm just wondering what kind of guy the guy was. Was he a nice guy?
Oh, he was the same on as off.
Really?
Oh, sure. He's so funny.
What a character that was, though, huh?
Yes.
The writers must have had a ball writing that part for him.
Yeah, well, he did, too. He wrote a lot of it, I think.
So what other projects are you up to now? What are you doing?
Well, I've been doing General Hospital.
Yeah?
I'm the ambassador for the California State Park System. I'm a director of First Federal Bank of California and have been since 1981, and I chair their Community Reinvestment Act Committee, which makes sure that the funds that are taken in the branches are reinvested in the areas where the branches are, and particularly in low to moderate income areas.
That's a very nice thing to do.
And I have a real husky throat this morning, as you can hear. I didn't get to bed till 4 because I came back from Madison Square Garden, so I'm at a disadvantage here. Anyway,
And how are your children doing?
Being the ambassador for the California State Park System is a wonderful job, too. I enjoy that very much.
What do you have to do for them?
Well, I make appearances. I talk about the importance of state parks. I encourage people to go to their state parks. California has 500 or more state parks, more than any other state in the Union, with the exception of Alaska, which is all one state park, of course.
Wow. Now, how are your children doing?
Well, they're fine.
Yeah. I had your daughter on my show.
Oh, did you? Good.
She's a very nice young lady, like her mother.
Yes, she is.
Yes.
Thank you.
And she's doing pretty well, too.
Yeah, she seems busy. How long ago did you talk to her?
I think it was last winter, I believe.
Oh.
It was a while ago.
She's been doing a lot of celebrity pro-am rodeos.
Really? She was doing a series or something she was promoting when I had her on. Something.
What, Battlestar Galactica?
That might have been it, yeah.
They're trying to get it back on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That show was a pretty good show, too. It had a nice audience to it.
Yes, it did.
But it's interesting, all these space shows and everything that's connected with Star Trek at all or anything like that.
Did you see Galaxy Quest?
I did see that, yeah.
Isn't it brilliant?
It's really, it's a very funny movie.
Oh, my God. I saw it twice. I just adored it. I thought it was hilarious.
Do you watch a lot of TV at all?
Yes.
What do you like to...
mostly CNN, C-SPAN, The Weather Channel, Fox, mostly news.
You watch mostly news. Is there any,
and of
like...
of course, I'm watching Survivor.
Right.
And I'm watching Millionaire.
You like those shows, huh?
Oh, they're great fun.
I mean, you think about things like Lassie and Lost in Space, family-type shows. There aren't that many. I mean, are there any shows that you don't want to miss? We try to watch Ally McBeal, although that kind of gets tired after a while.
I like to watch that, but I'm not dedicated to it. I don't feel miserable if I miss it one night.
Yeah, so there's really no shows on the air that you feel like that about?
Other than news.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you gotta get your news, but at least you can do that anytime
you
want.
I hang out with the White House press at the briefing rooms a lot, and I also go to NASA a lot.
Because I know you were very involved in broadcasting. That's where we met at one of the shows. And you also had a little segment about pets that you did a while back, because I remember we used to air it on our station.
That's right.
Are you doing any broadcast-type stuff at this point now, too?
Not at the moment.
No. But I'll bet you will one day soon.
I'm sure, absolutely.
With all your connections in the radio biz, it's just a matter of time before that happens.
Are you still a member of the talk show host?
Well, you know something, they kind of like busted up. They moved out of Boston and they haven't had a convention at all.
They have a dinner once a year.
Yeah, it's not the same. It used to be really good.
Yeah.
Carol Nash did a great job on that.
I thought she did a brilliant job of it. She's a dear, dear friend. Have you been in touch with her recently?
I just talked to her last week.
I am so glad. Good.
She is doing very well.
Yes, she is.
She's feeling much better.
Yeah.
And she is
an absolutely magnificent woman.
Yes, she is, in every way.
An authentic person.
Absolutely, and that's why I dig her so much. And that's why I dig you. You're the same kind of person.
Oh, what a compliment. Thank you.
Well, it's true. And we want to appreciate, obviously, the fact that you came on again. And
thanks so much, Marsh.
And we'll talk to you again soon when something else pops.
We will keep in touch.
Take care, June.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And again, for your listeners, I look forward to hearing from them.
Let me give you that address again to June Lockhart, P.O. Box 3207.
3207.
Right. Santa Monica, California.
Well, are you going to say it or
Yeah, I'll say it. Well, you do it. It sounds better in your voice. You go ahead.
Oh, all right. Well, it's June Lockhart, P.O. Box 3207. Santa Monica, 90402. And if they just drop me a line, I'll send them all the information about the book, which is called Lost in Space Forever.
Yeah, for you folks who might be listening in like Arkansas or Mississippi or someplace like that, Santa Monica is in California. That's CA. And 90402 is the area code for that area. I think zip code. June, we'll talk to you soon. You take care of yourself.
All the best to you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.